Montreal might see fewer sapphic parties at Pride this summer, as women and non-binary event organizers are cutting ties with the festival. On Friday, four nightlife collectives put in a joint statement on Instagram, alleging multiple breaches of contract from Fierté and a record of unprofessional practices.
A contract is a contract. If you're hiring us to put on an event, what's in writing and what we've signed is the agreement that we've agreed upon.
This is Ray Resvik. They are part of the team at El Lui, who host events for Montreal's FLINTA, that is the femme, lesbian, inter, non-binary, transgender, and agender community. El Lui has only been on the scene for a few years, so Resvik and their co-organizers were initially excited when they were asked to host an event for last year's Pride Festival. But Eloise Halliburton says the trouble started when they went to sign the contract.
At one point, we had negotiated a rate that was a percentage of gross sales as an administrative fee, and they sent the contract over saying with the wording of net, and the contract was in French. So we went back and said, well, no, that's not what we said. And they said, oh, no, it's the same thing, at which point we switched to French, and it was like, non, en fait, on parle français, it's not a language issue.
FLINTA Collective's Blush and Sweet Like Honey say they were approached by Fierté staff to collaborate on an event together for last summer's festival. But Blush organizer Avery Burroughs says she wouldn't work with Pride again, citing low budgets, high ticket prices, and a lack of follow-through from the festival.
They had offered us this copious marketing strategy. About a month and a half before the event, they come back to us and tell us that actually they will not, that their marketing team is too stressed, their graphic design team is too stressed, and they would not be able to provide us a visual, which is something that was absolutely written in our contract that they would be providing for us.
In the end, she says they and Pride shared the cost of hiring an external designer, a move that Fierté's Director of Programming and Artistic Development, Chris Nagabonziza, justified in emails obtained by CKUT. He said that event organizers were behind schedule in providing Fierté's designers with what they needed. Nagabonziza did not respond to a request for comment on this story. But Halliburton says that El Lui ran into similar issues with the festival.
In the end, there were several things, like you're saying, marketing, there were booking fees, things that we didn't have honored, and the onus of paying them or execution ended up falling on us. I don't know for sure that the contracts, from my experience, that they have with organizations who serve people outside of the FLINTA community are, you know, miles better. But the fact that they're consistently hearing concerns from our communities and saying, this is what we need to do to make safe spaces for our communities. This is how we can be sustainable. You need to pay us the money that you agreed to pay us. And that's consistently being dismissed. That is problematic. And that's, I think, what pushed us, at least at El Lui, to want to kind of raise a voice about this.
After CKUT attempted to get a comment from the festival on Friday, Monday, and Tuesday, Fierté issued a public statement on Wednesday. They say the collective's claims are disinformation, and that at the festival, quote, we respect our contractual responsibilities and implement mitigation measures in case of unforeseen circumstances. The call-out comes just weeks after the festival was criticized for an exclusivity clause in contracts that prevents artists from taking gigs in a 45-day window around their Pride event, not just in Montreal, but in a geographic area covering cities like Ottawa, Toronto, and New York. The festival has justified the booking clause, saying it was never enforced for local artists and standard practice in the industry. Sweet Like Honey organizer Marlene Desir says with this latest call-out, she hopes the festival will give artists and organizers more transparency, especially those in the FLINTA community.
We should not just be fillers for the festival. We should not just be people that are getting the crumbs of what's left over. We're here and queer just as anyone else and deserve the same amount of representation and care.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bujal with the Local Journalism Initiative.